Okay, good morning. We are in Maseches Beitza, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the very top, the second line, after two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis learned, Kli shenitma me'erev yom tov, ein matbilin oso bein hashmashos. A vessel, a utensil that became tamei on erev yantif, you may not dip it in the mikvah, bein hashmashos. This is consistent with what we learned on the previous daf, which is that you're not allowed to toivel a utensil on Yontif, and the Gemara gave various reasons, whether it's Shema Yisha, because we're afraid that if you're allowed to do it on Yontif, you might leave it over to do that, and then you have a kli around, and you might use Truma with it, and that would be bad, or because it's Misakin Mana, various reasons the Gemara put out. But because it's usher to do so on Yontif, so the Gemara is just helpfully pointing out that you shouldn't do it Bein HaShemashos either, because generally speaking, Bein HaShemashos, as we know, is a Safek Yom Safek Laila. It's a point at time where it's not clear whether it's day or night, and therefore we generally assume that things you're not allowed to do on Yontif, you also shouldn't do Bein HaShemashos, you also shouldn't do after Shkia, before Tzeis. And so here too, since you're not allowed to title this Kli on Yontif itself, you shouldn't do so Bein HaShemashos either. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer, Af Bechol in Matbilin Oso, Mipnei Shetzarech Hariv Shemesh. So Rav Shimon Shizuri now presents a very, it's a somewhat unusual halacha. This isn't really a hard and fast halacha as the Gemara is going to develop, but rather a kind of, let's see. He says, even on a weekday, you shouldn't toivel a kli. You shouldn't, and we're talking here about something that was Tameh, and now a Kohen wants to bring it to the mikveh in order to be allowed to use it for Truma. So he should not do so even during the week, on any given weeknight, during the time of Bein HaShemashos, Mipnei Shetzarech Hariv Shemesh, because the halacha is, the Torah says that even after you dip the kli in water, in the mikveh, you're not allowed to use the kli for Truma until sunset of the following day. So if, let's say on a Sunday morning, right now you dip the kli in the mikveh, you can't use it for Truma until past Sunday, tonight.
That would be your hachana for the next day.
Yes, but that's not... If it were Yontif. But he's saying that even on a regular weeknight, on a Monday night, any given Monday night, Rav Shimon Shizuri is saying you shouldn't bring a kli to the mikvah bein hashmashos. Why would that be? He says it's because it requires Hari Shemesh. So as Rashi points out, and as the Gemara is going to develop, we're concerned that this person doesn't really know the halacha, and if he's going out of his way to bring a kli to the mikvah at Bein HaShemashos, when nightfall is about to come, that's not a typical time when people go to the mikveh. It's starting to get dark. That's normally when you'd be going home, right? And so our concern is that this guy thinks that he's going to be able to immediately use it, because why else would he be bringing it to the mikveh at this point? If he's bringing it to the mikveh on a Monday morning, so then we could assume that he knows the halacha, he's going to have to wait until sundown, until Tzeis that night. But if he's bringing it Bein HaShemashos, it's probably because he kind of has some immediate urge or need to use it, and that's why he's bringing it now. And so Rav Shimon Shizuri is saying, tell the guy not to do that. Don't bring it to the mikveh now, because you have to kind of put him on notice that he really requires Hariv Shemesh. So not only do we kind of warn him that he needs Hariv Shemesh, that he needs to wait until the sun sets, until it says, but we tell him, don't do this. This is a bad time to be bringing the kli to the mikveh, because again, you need Hariv Shemesh. So the Gemara then immediately interjects and says, "V'tanakama lo bari harav shemesh." Is this to imply that the Tanakama of this Mishnah doesn't require harav shemesh? Everyone requires harav shemesh. The pasuk in the Torah that says that you can't use this kli for truma until night. And so, why wouldn't the Tanakama also agree with Rav Shimon Shizuri? Why is this brisa presented as a sole opinion of Rav Shimon Shizuri? So Amar Rava. Rava says, "Ashkechasinu rabbanan debe rav." I happened upon the rabbis in the house of Rav, Diyas Veveka Amri, who sat and said, they learned the braisa as follows, V'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'asav kamifugei, that what the machokas is between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Shizuri here, is whether you can conclude what the person's intent was based on his actions. the Hichidami, and what's going on here? What's the Ukimta of this Brisa specifically? Kigon Dinakit Manabiade, where he's holding onto this vessel, this utensil in his hand. The right Vazil Ben Hashmashos Latbule, and he's running, you see him running past your window, he's running to the mikvah as Ben Hashmashos approaches in order to tivel this kli. Right? So, again, you see the guy running. Mar Savar, the Tanakama says, Haideka Rahit Vazil, the fact that he's running quickly to the mikvah, made the yada Dubai Hariv Shemesh. It must be it's because he knows the halacha that he's got to get to the mikvah before nightfall in order to take advantage of that day's Hariv Shemesh. Right? There's a reason he's rushing to the mikvah. And therefore, since you can see from his actions that he must know the halacha of Hariv Shemesh, you don't have to stop him. There's no problem. He can let him continue. Right. If he's late and he misses Shkia and he doesn't get to Tavla until Tzitzis, he'll know that he has to wait the next day. But it's clear from his actions, from the fact that he's running to the mikvah, that he knows about the halacha of Hariv Shemesh, because that's probably why he's running to the mikvah. Umar Sav and Rav Shimon Shizuri says no. Machmas Malach Dukarait. How do you know that the reason he's running to the mikvah is because he's concerned about the halacha of Hariv Shemesh? Maybe the only reason he's running is because he's a busy guy. He's always running. And he's running because he's got an appointment to make. The Machmas Malach Dukarait. And therefore you can't impute anything about his knowledge of the halacha of Hariv Shemesh. And says Rav Shimon Shizuri, therefore, if you see a guy running to the mikvah at about the time of Ben Hashmashos, run after him and tell him, no, don't tovel the kli now, Ben Hashmashos, because really the halacha is it's, you need Hariv Shemesh, you need to wait a full 24 hours now, since you missed the deadline, and that is the way these Talmid, these rabbis in the house of Rav, learned this brisa. Rava continues speaking, v'aminu hu ana, but I'll tell you that that's not true. B'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'asav d'kulei al melo pligi. Everyone agrees that you can impute facts from what you see in front of you. Everyone agrees you can assume things about what's in this guy's mind based on the fact that he's running to the mikvah. And so therefore, even Rav Shimon Shizuri would agree that if you see the guy running towards the mikvah, you could assume he knows the halacha, you could assume he knows about the requirement for Hariv Shemesh, and you don't have to tell the guy to stop tivling. Ki pligi, what is the ukimta in this brisa? So what is the specific instance in which Rav Shimon Shizuri and the Tanakam in this brisa disagree? Kagon to imti, where there's a specific reason to think that he doesn't know the halacha of Hariv Shemesh. Kagon to itmi bepachos mi kadasha. In a situation where this kli is only tame because it was touched by another kli that was touched by by something that was matame with less than a adasha, less than a lentil, right? Below the shear.
The asal kame drabanan. Sorry, the one kli touched the other kli and then made it
that. This matame, let's say a sher, it's less than an adasha, less than the shear, touched a kli and that touched another kli. Right. Rashi learns it that way. Other Rishonim say that we're talking about where the adasha, less than adasha, touched this kli itself. For our purposes, it doesn't really matter. But the point is that this is something that might not be tame altogether because it was touched by something tame that's matame, and the amount that touched was less than the shear. And this person came to the rabbis and asked the question, the pachos mikadasha itmi alo. He asked the shayla, does less than an adasha isn't matame? And so obviously he didn't know the halacha of what the proper shear is to be matame. And so, Mar Savar, Rav Shimon Shizuri holds, Midahogo Gamir, Hariv Shemesh Namilo Gamir. We could assume that if this guy doesn't know the halacha of what the shear is for being metame a kli, he probably also doesn't know the halacha of Hariv Shemesh, and that's why you have to intercede and tell him not to toivel this kli, Bein HaShmashos, because you're afraid that he's doing so for immediate use. Mar Savar and the Tanakama says, no, don't assume that. Hariv Shemesh is a pasuk in the Torah. Shirim is halacha l'shem Sinai. There's good reason to think that just because the guy doesn't know the halacha about the proper shir to be metame, that's not necessarily to say that he doesn't know the halacha of Hariv Shemesh. Everyone knows the halacha of Hariv Shemesh. So the Tanakhama says, hahu dula gamir, that thing he doesn't know, meaning the halacha about the shir. Ha Hariv Shemesh gamir. But you could pretty much assume that everyone knows about the halacha of Har Shemesh, and therefore there's no reason to intercede and tell him not to toivel this kli, Bein HaShmashos. He probably will know, he probably will refrain from using the kli for Truma until the following day after Har Shemesh. Fine. Now the Gemara just picks up on the last few lines of the last few words of the Mishnah that appear on Yud Zayin and Beis, where the Mishnah said, "Umat biwin migav l'gav." Again, we're talking about the ability or the permissibility of toiveling a kli on Yontif itself. We had said for various reasons you're not allowed to toivel a kli on Yontif, but the Mishnah talks ended off by saying that there are certain circumstances of tefillah that are allowed. One of them was umat biwin migav l'gav. So the Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbanan, ketzad migav l'gav." What is this situation of migav l'gav that the Mishnah said you're allowed to toivel? Harotze lasos gito al gav kado, v'kado al gav gito. So Rashi points out that this is a situation where you toivel this kli to get rid of its tuma status, but you did so having in mind to use it for a certain kind of press. When you toiveled it, you had in mind to use it for an olive press, and then after the tefillah, you changed your mind and you decided to use it for a wine press, a grape press, right? So the halacha is that this doesn't really need a tefillah, but apparently this doesn't need a new tefillah. You don't have to have in mind at the time you toivel your kli what you're going to use it for. You just need to toivel it from and becomes tamei. It becomes tahor. But apparently there was a chumrah that some people adopted, that if they, at the time of the tefillah, they had in mind that they would be using this kli for one purpose, and then after the tefillah they changed their mind and were planning on using it for a different purpose, they would redo the tefillah, they would do another tefillah. So that's a chumrah. So our Mishnah is telling you that that's just a chumrah, and since that tefillah isn't really required in the Ikar Adin, you could do that kind of tefillah on Yontif, you could fulfill that chumrah on Yontif.
And we're not worried about Marasayan.
And I guess we're not worried about Marasayan, I guess, that's right. The Gemara says, then, Ketzad Mechaburu L'Chabura, the last few words of the Mishnah was that you can, again, Toivol Mechaburu L'Chabura. The Gemara says, Hayaocha, or the Bryce says, Hayaocha B'Chabura Zu, V'Rotzo Lecho B'Chabura Acheres HaRishus B'Yado. That if you were eating, planning to eat the Karvan, or you were eating your Karvan Pesach with one Chabura, and then on your, you know, your tahor plate right that you had toiveled from before Yontif, and then you decide to join another chabura and finish up your eating with them, you're allowed to do so. And again, you can toivel the kli to do so on Yontif. And Rashi again points out this is just a chumrah that some people had, that in order to do eat from one chabura and then from another chabura, you had to toivel your kalim in between. Since it's just a chumrah and not a requirement to make or a din in order to make the kli tahor, you can do that on Yontif. The footnote on the bottom of the Rashba's commentary on this daf raises the question and discusses the question of how could you possibly be eating from two chaburas at once? We know, generally speaking, you have to be, right, you need minuay from before Shechita, and that's it. You're locked into one chabur. You can't switch from one chabur to another. No one seems to make a deal. So the footnote on the bottom of the Rashba quotes the Rashmi Shans, who is a Rishon, who says that halacha that you have to, you can't go from chabura to chabura, only applies for the first kazayis. Once you've eaten a kazayis of karban pesach min yotze the mitzvah with your chabura, you could then go take a walk and go chabura hopping and eat from different chaburas. I don't know, you know, whether that's a normative halacha, but at least the Rashmi Shatz holds that way, a Rishon, against what appears clearly in the Rambam to be not the halacha. The Rambam clearly seems to say that you have to choose a chabura and stick with it. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah now is going to talk about the ability to bring certain karbanos on Yontif. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevim Shlamim, Vein Somchin Aleihem." You're allowed to bring a karban Shlamim, but you're not allowed to do smicha on Yontif. Rashi points out that smicha had to be done b'kol kolcho. When you did smicha, it was putting your hands on the animal. You had to push, almost as if you're riding on top of the animal. You're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do smicha on this karban shlamim.
Because it's exerting energy, or because it appears reviving the animal?
I think it's Rashi says it's like in ro- it has to do with the Mishnah of in rochfin al gabe behima. It's like you're riding on an animal.
But that, but isn't that because you might rip a branch, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's
gezera
because you might.
Gezera, maybe.
I was thinking of a different question. I didn't have time to look into. It's ein shvus b'mikdash. Usually, you say that gezeras rabbanan don't apply in the mikdash.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not sure why ein shvus b'mikdash doesn't apply.
That's
right.
That's another question.
I didn't get around to looking into that, but. For whatever reason, Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to do the smicha b'kol kochi. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Fine. So you're allowed to do, bring the shlamim. You're allowed to bring the shlamim on Yontif. You're not allowed to do smicha. Aval lo olos and olo, you're not allowed to bring all together. One of the main differences or the most notable distinctions between shlamim and olo is shlamim, you eat the meat. So there's more of a reason to think that you could do that on Yontif because we know that ochal nefesh is permissible in Yontif. Ola is completely consumed on the Mizbeach. No, you know, the Bailum don't get to eat, no one gets to eat anything. It's completely burnt up. So that's more of a reason to think that it's Aser. So that's why Beis Shammai says you cannot bring an Ola altogether on Yontif. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Mevi'in Shlamim ve'olos. He says, no problem. And this is presumably how we pass, or it's how we paskin. Beis Hillel says, you can bring Shlamim, you can bring Olos, v'som chenaleh, and you could also do the Smicha on Yontif. Okay, the Gemara is now going to discuss what karbanos, ola, and shlamim this applies to, because there are different cases. Now, it becomes confusing, so last time I didn't make copies, but here, I'm just passing out a chart that I made that will allow us to follow along a little easier. Hopefully I made enough. I think I only made 10, so you might have to look on. All right? You might have to look on with your neighbor. Okay, we'll follow it along. You see, I labeled the different boxes A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So that's in order that they appear in the Gemara. And we're going to see there are two. We're going to see. If you look on the right column, there are different types of olas, different types of shlamim. I put them in four categories here. So, for example, on the right side, ola de chol, there are a regular carbon ola that you bring during a chol. There are many examples of this, but one example is the carbon yoledah. So yoledah brings the echar chatas, echar achas ola. And so that's completely consumed, but it's something that you could bring on any day. So there's no specific reason why you'd have to bring it on Yontif. So that's one thing. Next, you have the Ola Sariya, which is a carbon Ola that's brought every one of the Shalosh Regalim. There, too, it could be brought on any day of Yontif. So there's no reason to think it has to be specifically brought on Yontif itself. But that's an Ola that's specific to one of the Yom Tovim, one of the Shalosh Regalim. Then you have Shlam Dechol. The most prominent example in our Gemara of this is Nedarim and Nedavos. So let's say, for example, a person just made a promise that he would bring a karban. So that's typically a karban shlamim that he could bring at any time. He happens to be in Yerushalayim for Yontif, so maybe he wants to bring that on Yontif. We're going to see in our Gemara whether you can do that. A karban toda is another example of that, right? And finally, is shlamim d'yontif. There are some shlamim that, again, the Bailim eat part of the meat. Such as the Shalmei Chagiga. Okay, so let's see. Now we're going to see the Gemara is going to have the position of Uga, how Uga understands our Mishnah, and then it's going to quote a Brisa quoting the Tana of Shuman Elazar as to how he understands our Mishnah. Let's go through it from the Gemara. Amar Uga. So Uga says, Machokas, the Machokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai says no and Beis Hillel says yes, is Vishalmei Chagiga. That's A, right, in the chart. So Shalmei Chagiga is Shlamim that you'd bring on Yontif. And there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether or not you can do smicha on that. Everyone agrees you could bring it. Torah says bring these Shlamim on Yontif, so for sure you could bring it. The question is whether you can do smicha. Beis Shammai Chagiga Lismoch. V'olas Ria Likarev. And the next machlokes, and there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as on the Olas Ria, whether you can bring the Olas Ria on Yontif altogether. As we said, the Olas Ria is something the Torah says you have to bring during the Shalosh Regalim. That doesn't say, or when you come for the Shalosh Regalim, doesn't say you have to bring it on Yontif itself. And so Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on Yontif itself when there's an Isur Malacha. Beis Hillel says you can. And why would this be? The Gemara says, or Ula continues, the Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds v'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. Pasuk says to celebrate the holiday with a chag. Chagiga in, you could bring the karma chagiga. Olas Ria lo. He darshins from that you cannot bring the Olas Ria. Uveis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel says La Hashem. He focuses on that last word La Hashem. Kol de La Hashem. Anything that's brought as a karban, anything that's brought for Hashem, you can bring. Aval nedarim and nedavos, but voluntary offerings that again don't have to bring brought on yontif itself, those are shlamim. Divrei hakol ein kreivim v'yomtov. Everyone agrees, and this is C in the chart. Everyone agrees. Says Ula, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say that you cannot bring these shlamim, these nedarim and nedavos on yontif again because there's no reason you have to bring them on yontif. You could bring them on another day, and even though they have the there's the fact that you can that you're eating part of these shlamim, right? Because and therefore you think ochel nefesh would permit you to bring it. Mm. Nevertheless, because it's a karban, you're not allowed to bring it on yontif. You have to bring it only on chol. And then the Gemara quotes v'chein amar of ad bar ava nedarim unedavos ein kreivim b'yom tov. You cannot bring voluntary offerings on yontif. That is Ua's position. That's how Ua understands each of these different categories. And how Ua understands the Mishnah. Meisvei, the Gemara now brings a question to Ua, because we have a Braisa, Meisvei, Amar of Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar says, Lo nechuku be shame u be silal Ua she'eno shel yom tov, she'eno kreva be yom tov. So, Shimon ben Elazar, this is now the last column in the chart. So, we're looking now at D, right? So he holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel didn't argue on an ola, on a regular standard ola that's not particular to yontif, that's not brought on yontif, right? Everyone agrees it's usser. That's D. The Ashlamim shein shel yontif shel kreivim yontov, and they all agree in E that shlamim, particular to yontif, that you can bring them on yontif, right? We know that they have machlokas about whether you can do smicha, but they don't argue that you could bring those shlamim. What did they argue about? That's F, that's the Ola Sri'iyah, the Ola that's particular to Yontif. They argue about whether or not you can bring that. Beis Shammai says that it's true the Torah says bring that karban every one of the Shalosh Regalim, but it's not to say that you should bring it on Yontif itself. And the Shlamim, Sheinon Sheyontov, that's a, well, let's say, for example, Nedarim Unedavos. Voluntary offerings, those are a karban Shlamim, they're not particular to Yontif. So Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yavi. Beis Shammai says, don't bring those. Beis Hillel Omrim Yavi. And Beis Hillel says, it's no problem. Since Ochel Nefesh is permitted on Yontif, you can bring a Karban Shlamim that's a voluntary offering, such as Nadarim or Nadavus or a Karban Toda, on Yontif itself. So if you take a moment and just look at the chart, what emerges, and the reason this chart is helpful is because it was hard to compare them just inside. But if you look at the chart, you'll see there's only one machlokas between Ula and Rav Shimon and Elazar as to how they understand the Braisa, and that is the situation of Nedarim and Nedavos. Can you bring a voluntary offering of Shlamim on Yontif to the Beis HaMikdash? Ula says you cannot. Everyone agrees you cannot. And Rav Shimon Elazar says it's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which practically speaking for us would mean that you can, because Beis Hillel is the Mekel, and he says you can bring the Nedarim and Nedavos, or the Karban Toda for that matter, on Yontif. You don't have to wait for the Chol. So the Gemara presents this as a significant problem. Uga is an Amora, and he's saying that it's usher to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. And then the Gemara quoted a Tana of Shimon ben Elazar that appeared to be the only Tana, and so it's saying that said you can that you possibly can, according to Beis Hillel, bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. So the Gemara is bothered by this. How can Ua explain the mission in this way if the only Tana we know about, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, says it's not the true? Right? Ua's got to be based on Ua the Amora can't argue with Rav Shimon ben Elazar the Tana. So the Gemara tries to slither out of this. With the following answer, Taritz ve'emahachi. Just answer with the following. And it's going to reread Rav Shimon Elazar to just read it like Ula. Conveniently, it's going to just say, no, you had a wrong tradition. That's not really what Rav Shimon Elazar said. Rather, Rav Shimon Elazar is echoes the, or lays the foundation for the position of Ula literally. That as follows. L'nechu b'sham v'sila ulo shlamim she'en shal yom tov. B'sham v'sila agree that Ola and Shlamim that don't go for Yontif Shein Kriven B'Yom Tov, that neither of them can be brought on Yontif. V'al Shlamim Shein Shal Yom Tov Shein Kriven B'Yom Tov, that they all agree that Shlamim, the Shamei Chagig, can be brought on Yontif. Aman Echlekwa Ola Shei Shal Yom Tov. The only machokas between them is the Ola Sriya. Shvei Shamei Omrim Lo Yavi, Uvei Sil Omrim Yavi. Right? Again, This is basically exactly parallel to the way Ula articulated our Mishnah. So then Rav Yosef, the Gemara then says, Rav Yosef says, Tanoi Shakos Me'alma, why did you have to take such a radical step here and reread and and assume that your Mesorah of what Rav Shimon Elazar's position is wrong, and reread and recraft Rav Shimon Elazar's position? Are you throwing away a Tana from the world? Meaning there's another Tana out there that you can match up with Ula, so you could preserve your original tradition where Rav Shimon Elazar said, and then just match Ula up with another Tana, because in fact it's a Machlokas Tanaim. This isn't, Rav Shimon Elazar is not the only one who articulated a position on this position. Because what Tanayi, it's at Machlokas Tanaim, the Tanya, as we have a Braisa. Shlomim Habayim Machmas Yom Tov Bi Yom Tov. Shlomim that come on Yantif, meaning the Shalmei Chagiga, right? Beishamei Omrim Somei Chaleya Me Erev Yom Tov. Beishamei says, do smicha on Erev Yom Tov Vishochtan Bi Yom Tov. And then Shechtam on Yantif, but smicha on Yantif itself is prohibited, consistent with what we've been saying, consistent with our Mishnah. Veisel Omrim Somei Chaleya Bi Yom Tov Vishochtan Bi Yom Tov. Veisel says, no, you got to do the smicha. This is smicha teka flashchita. Veisel says, you got to do smicha teka flashchita. And therefore, the requirement of Shalmei Chagiga overrides the problem of Rochven al Behema, the problem of smicha. You got to do the smicha as you always do, right before the shchita of the karban. You got to do the smicha for the Shalmei Chagiga on Yantav itself. That we know already. Aval Nedarim and Nedavos. But when it comes to Nedarim and Nedavos, Shlomim Dechol, right? Shlomim that you could bring any other day. Divrei Akol Ein Kreivim B'Yom Tov. Everyone agrees, according to this Tana, that Ein Kreivim B'Yom Tov. So now here we have a predicate for the position of Ula. Ula was the one who said that Shlomim Dechol, Nedarim and Nedavos, Toda are Usser according to everyone. So he's based on this Tana. And it's no big deal. So you have Machlokas Tanaim, you have this Tana, and you have Rav Shimon Elazar. Let Rav Shimon Elazar hold what he holds. But this Tana hold what he holds. And Ula is based on this Tana who said that Nedarim and Nedavos of Chol cannot be brought on Yantif. And in fact, the Gemara says this makes perfect sense because we even have another recorded Machlokas Tanaim on this very issue. Vahani Tanai, ki hani Tanai. And this Machlokas Tanaim matches the following Machlokas Tanaim. Ditanya. Okay, now the Gemara is about to quote a Braisa that's going to appear to be talking about one subject, and then about halfway through the Amud we're going to completely change the subject. But throughout, we're going to be consistent at least about this issue of whether or not Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought on Yantif. So let's see. The Gemara said, the Braisa says, the Tanya. Ein mevi'in toda b'chag ha-matzos mipnei chametz Shabbos. So the Karban Toda, as we know, is brought for four situations, the four situations that nowadays we would say Birkas HaGomel for, right? Someone who crossed the ocean, someone who crossed the Midbar, someone who's recovered from an illness, and someone got out of jail, right? So those are the four situations that you'd bring a Karban Toda for. And a Karban Toda could really be brought on any day of the year. It's a Neder and a Dava. It's in the same category as the Shlomim of Chol. You might very well want to bring on a Yontif because you're coming to Yerushalayim anyway for Yontif, so it's convenient. But as far as bringing it on Yontif itself, that's going to be totally in our Machlokas Tanaim that we've identified, right? Whether or not Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought on Yontif. So this Tana is saying that on Chag HaMatzos, meaning on Pesach, you're not allowed to bring a Karban Toda. Why? Mivnei Chametz Shabbat. The Pasuk says, Al Chalos Lechem Chametz. Part of the Karban Toda is the Chalos that you make with it, which is bona fide Chametz. So you can't bring the Karban Toda on Pesach. That's why during Chol Moed Pesach, we don't say Mizmor Usoda, right? You can't bring the Karban Toda on Pesach. Good, so you can't bring it on Karban Pesach. V'lo ba'atzeres, you can't bring it on Shavuos mipnei shu yom tov, because it's Yontif. This seems to be like our view, like the Tana who holds that Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving yom tov. Good. Aval mevi adam todaso b'chag ha-sukkos, but you can bring your Karban Toda on Chag ha-sukkos. Rashi points out on Chol Hamoed of Chag ha-sukkos. Then it's not a problem. That's the first opinion in this braisa. Rav Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer, Rav Shimon says, it says in the Pasuk, B'chag HaMatzos, U'v'chag HaShavuos, U'v'chag HaSukkos. which teaches you, Kol sheba b'chag ha-matzos, ba b'chag ha-shavuos v'chag ha-sukkos. Any carbon that you could bring on Pesach, you could also bring on Shavuos or Sukkos. The kol shelo ba b'chag ha-matzos, and carbon that you can't bring on chag ha-matzos, such as our carbon todu because it's chametz, eino ba b'chag ha-shavuos v'chag ha-sukkos. So he seems to be saying that you can't bring the carbon todu on any of the shalosh regalim based on this pasuk. Or v'lazer b'rav Shimon Omer, a third Tana says, Mevi adam todaso b'chagat sukkos. Rashi points out that he's saying that even on Yontif, you can bring the karban toda on Chag HaSukkos. That's going to parallel our Tana's view, the Tana who says that you can bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. So again, you maybe adam todas b'Chag HaSukkos, you can bring the karban toda on Chag HaSukkos. And then he adds an additional detail, v'yotze b'yodei chovaso mishum simcha, and your yotze the chiyuv of a karban simcha, of the shalmei simcha, v'ein yotze ba mishum chagiga. But you're not yotze the chagiga. The halacha is, the Torah talks about various other shlamim on yantif, as we've mentioned. One of them is the shalmei chagiga, which is a mandatory shlamim. So since the karban chagiga is a karban in its own right, you have to bring a separate karban chagiga. You can't say, I'm bringing this karban toda, and I want it to count as my karban chagiga as well. That's cheating. You have to bring a separate karban chagiga. However, the requirement of the Torah for shalmei simcha is dependent on whether or not you're short meat. Meaning there's a halacha that you have to eat lots of meat on yantif based on the mitzvah of simchas. So if you don't have enough meat to eat the requisite amount based on the karban chagiga, so then you have to bring this karban simcha to fill out the requirement. And so what Rav Shimon is saying here is that your karban toda that you bring is meat. And so therefore that will help your meat consumption, help you fill your quota of meat consumption on Yantif. And so it'll dispense with the requirement to bring a karban simcha. You only have to bring the karban simcha, the shalmei simcha, if you're short meat. Okay, so Amar Mar. Now we're going to start analyzing this braisa, in detail. So we quote the Tanakhama. Ein mevien toda b'chag ha-matzos mipnei chametz shabah. You're not allowed to bring a karban toda on Pesach because, as we said, it's chametz. Pshita, the Gemara says, of course you can't bring a karban toda on Pesach because it's chametz. Why did he tell me? You didn't need a braisa to tell you you can't eat a corned beef sandwich made with challah on Pesach because it's chametz. We know that chametz is asur on Pesach. So why is the braisa coming to tell you can't bring a karban toda on Pesach? Rav Ada Berei, the Rav Yitzchak, says, "V'amri wa Rav Shmuel Bar Abba." Perhaps Rav Shmuel Bar Abba says, "Hacha b'arba asar askina." We're not talking about the Brisa. Wasn't talking about Pesach itself. That we knew you can't bring the karban toda. It's going beyond that and saying you can't bring a karban toda on the 14th day of Nisan, on erev Pesach. V'kasavar. And why would that be? Kasavar in mevien kachim lebeis hapsul. The karban toda has. You can eat it for the full day afterwards, right? And so if you bring a karban toda on Erev Pesach, we know that you're not going to be able to eat it much longer because Pesach's coming. You're going to have to get rid of all your chametz. So it's going to shorten the amount of time you have to eat the karban toda. It's going to potentially result in meat that's kudshim becoming pusle because it's now you have to get rid of it, you have to burn it. And so therefore this Tana holds Ein Mevien Kachim Lebeis Pesul. You can't knowingly put meat in a situation where it's going to become pasul, and therefore we outlaw the Karban Toda even on Erev Pesach. This is why we don't say Mizmor Toda on Erev Pesach either. Fine. V'lobat, then the Braisa had continued, V'lobat Tzeres Mipnei Shu Yom Tov. You can't bring the Karban Toda on Shavuos because it's Yontif. Kasavar Nedarim Nedavos Ein Kreivim Yom Tov. This Tana apparently holds that Nedarim Nedavos cannot be brought on Yom Tov. That was the jackpot we were looking for. We were looking for a Tana who holds that Ein Kreivim Nedarim Nedavos Be Yom Tov. And then he continues and says, Aval Mevi Adam Todasa B'Chagas Sukkos. You can bring the Karban Toda on Chagas Sukkos. Emas, which day of Chagas Sukkos? Igleima Be Yom Tov Atzmo. If it was talking about the actual day of Yontif, Va'amris V'Lobat Tzeres Mipnei Shu Yom Tov. The Braisa just finished telling us that you can't bring the Karban Toda on Shavuos because it's Yontif. Ela B'Chol Shomoid. Must be that we're talking about Chol Moed, that's when you can bring the Karbon Todah on Chol Moed Sukkos. And then finally, Tana was Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer b'chag Matzos v'chag Shavuos v'chag Sukkos. If you remember, he said that you have a pasuk that says the three regalim, and he said that that teaches you that if you can't bring it on one, you can't bring it on any of them. Kosha b'chag Matzos, b'chag Shavuos v'chag Sukkos. The carbon you could bring on Pesach, you could also bring on the other two regalim. V'chol shelo b'chag Matzos, eino b'chag Shavuos v'chag Sukkos. And a carbon you can't bring on Pesach, you automatically can't bring, by dint of this Gzeiras HaKasev, you can't bring them on Shavuos and Sukkos. So Maskev for Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says, I find this very hard to understand. Hashta silusei misaltinan, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you're allowed to do something that looks even like real malacha. You're allowed to cut down trees if it's Litzara Chamoed, right? You're not allowed to cut down trees on Chol HaMoed to build a house, but you're allowed to cut down trees on Chol HaMoed to warm up, to make firewood, to warm up your house for Moed itself. It's Litzara Chamoed. So here, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you're allowed to cut down trees, you're allowed to do real mamish malacha, and Nidarm and Nidavos Mibay, and we're unsure of whether or not you're allowed to bring a carbon shlamim of Nedarim and Nedavos, a carbon toda. He says, I find that very hard to believe. Why shouldn't you be able to bring these Nedarim and Nedavos on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Which causes the Gemara to backtrack from our whole understanding of this Braisa and offer the following very interesting understanding of the Braisa, which you kind of have to read in between the words, as we'll do in a moment, to see how our Braisa addresses this issue. Amar Abaye, everyone agrees that you're allowed to bring bring these karbanos on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, right? That's not what this Braisa is talking about. Ki pligi, what this Braisa is talking about in the Machlokas in this Braisa is lameka malei b'bal ta'acher. What is the deadline for Baal Ta'acher? Baal Ta'acher is halacha in the Chumash that if you promise, you make a neder and a davet to bring a karban, there's a deadline for you to do so. I can't say I'm going to bring my cow as a karban and then do it in 20 years from now. The clock starts ticking at a certain point and there's a deadline. And the deadline is the passage of, we'll see in a moment, it's Machlokes Tanaim, but the generally speaking, the passage of three regalim, let's say. So how does that work? So this is the subject, says Abai, this is the subject of the Braisa that we just quoted. Tanakama Savar, our Tanakama holds, Shalosh Regalim Amarachmana, Afilo Shalol Kesidron. The way this drasha works in the Chumash is it talks about the Regalim, it ends up, finishes up talking about Sukkos, and then it starts mentioning Chag HaMatzos, Chag Aviv, and then Chag Sukkos again. It just mentions the three regalim again in the pasuk, and the Gemara understands that to be superfluous. It shouldn't need to reiterate the regalim that it was just talking about. And so, as Rashi points out here, it's a drasha to teach you. We make a drasha on this repetition of the regalim to teach you the halacha of Baal Ta'acher, that the deadline for bringing your voluntary karban that you volunteered is the passage of three regalim. So the Tana Kama holds that when the Torah mentioned three regalim as the deadline, it's afilu shlo kesidron. So let's say they don't have to be in order. The order would typically be Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and then Chag HaSukkos, right? But let's say you make your neder, you promise to bring a karban after Pesach, right? You're on your way back from Yerushalayim after Pesach. You're inspired to make a neder to bring a karban. So when does the deadline extend to? So if you just count it Shalo Kesidron, so then you have Shavuos, Sukkos, and then you have to bring it by the next Pesach. If the deadline is counted Kesidron, that they have to be in order, so then you get the next Shavuos free, you get Sukkos free, and then the clock starts ticking at Pesach, because Pesach is the first, right? And then so therefore you have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, you get a whole nother Shavuos and Sukkos after that. So the Tana Kama holds that afilu shelo kesidron. No, the clock starts ticking right away. If you made a neder to bring a karban after Pesach, the clock starts ticking right away, and you start counting Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, and that's your deadline. And that's in the words of the Tanakhama. If you remember, the Tanakhama said, "Ein mevi'in toda b'chag hamatzos mipnei chametz shaba, v'lo ba'atzeres mipnei shu yom tov, aval mevi adam todas b'chag ha'sukkos." So he's saying, if you make your, he's saying that you have to. Where's the shulk? Hold on a second. Oh, it's giving you advice, right? That's the idea. It's giving you advice. You can't bring this karban on Chag HaPesach because it's going to be chametz. You can't bring it on Tzeres because it's going to be yantif. The only real viable day, the only real viable yantif when it's convenient for you to bring your karban nedava or neder is on Sukkos, because you're going to have Chol Moed Sukkos when you're in Yerushalayim and you could do so. And so the Tanakhama is giving you advice and saying, if you made a nedava or a neder, if you plan on bringing a karban shlamim on any of the Shalosh Regalim, do it at the first Chag HaSukkos that you can do, because otherwise you're going to run up against the deadline, right?
But that wouldn't extend the Baal Tachar, meaning if I bring the Toda and I say right after Pesach, so now I have and then I go not in order, Lo Kisidron, I go Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. Pesach I can't bring in because it's chometz.
Right.
I don't get any more time.
That's though. Correct, because he's held Shloka Sidron. The Tanakhama says you're going to run into your deadline very quickly. In a year, in less than a year from now, it's going to be Pesach again.
So that's the advice. He's saying you have to make it on Sukkos, because if you wait till Pesach, you can't bring it because it's chometz.
Yeah, right. Now, you don't have to do this. You could bring it 2 days before Pesach. You could bring it a week after Pesach also. But if you're going to be pressed for time and you're in your shalim only for Yontif, you have to get back to work.
Right. Don't delay.
Don't delay. Sukkos is probably your best bet because you have all of Chol Moed to do it. Yeah. That's the Tanakhama. He's saying that you can bring your car. You, not only can you bring it on Sukkos, on Chol Moed Sukkos, but you should bring it on Sukkos because otherwise you're going to run out of time. Rav Shimon Savar Kesidron in Shul Kesidron Lo. Rav Shimon says, no, the deadline works only Kesidron, so that you're going to, again, you made your nether after Pesach. You can bring your carbon. You're going to have a good five regalim to bring your carbon Pesach, because you get a free atzeres, you get a free Sukkos, and then the clock starts ticking Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. And so that was implicit in the words of Rav Shimon. If you look in the Braisa, he said, "Hariyu Omer b'chag hamatzos v'chag hashavuos v'chag hasukkos kol shabah b'chag hamatzos ba b'chag hashavuos v'chag hasukkos." Meaning, if you made your neveder before Pesach, so then you better get moving and do it the first Sukkos you can. Because your deadline starts counting 1, 2, 3. But if you didn't make your neder already before that Pesach, meaning you only made your neder after Pesach, you're not in a huge rush. You can wait that Shavuos Sukkos and you'll still get another Sukkos a year later. That's what Rav Shimon says. Again, it's kind of reading in between the lines. It's a rough reading of this braisa to fit into this machlokes. Fine, Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Omer, and Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon holds even more radical. Mevi adam todaso b'chag hasukos. You have to bring it on Chag HaSukkos. So then the Gemara then revisits this issue of whether or not you're allowed to bring the carbon and darvin and darvos on yantif. Emas ilayma b'chol moed haynu tanakama. If Rav Shimon is telling you that you should bring this on Chol Hamoed Sukkos, then he's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. We already established that the Tanakhama holds that you could bring it on Chol Hamoed Sukkos, and you should bring it on Chol Hamoed Sukkos. Ela B'Yom Tov must mean that he holds that you could bring it on Yom Tov, because Savar Nedarim and Nedarvos Kraven B'Yom Tov. So this Tana, Rav Shimon, hold, Rav Azar Rav Shimon, says that you could bring Nedarim and Nedarvos on Yom Tov. Again, back to our fitting in this Machlokes Tanaim to the last Machlokes Tanaim. He's the one who holds you can bring the Dharma Nedavos on Yom Tov. And then the Gemara is going to analyze Rav Shimon's statement. Umayshna Chag HaSukkos Dinakat Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. I'm sorry. Umayshna Chag HaSukkos Dinakat. And why did Rav Shimon and Lazar specifically say that you must bring it on Chag HaSukkos? Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Lataymei. He is consistent with his opinion, the Taina, because we have a braisa that says, Rav Shimon Omer, well, Yomar Chag HaSukkos Shabbos Medaber. The Torah didn't have to say Chag HaSukkos when it repeated the three regalim, because that was the last regal that the Torah was just speaking of right before it left off and got into this Baal Ta'acher stuff. So it didn't need to mention Chag HaSukkos over again. Lama Ne'emar, and so why did it state Chag HaSukkos again? Lomar Shezeh Achron, to teach you that this is the last one, meaning that you needed Kesidron. This is the source from the Torah that you needed Kesidron, the three in a row. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Omer, Lomar Shezeh Gorim. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon has a unique opinion that says that you don't even get three regalim. Once Chag HaSukkos hits, that's your deadline for Baal Ta'acher. So, for example, you made a nedava to bring a karban after Shavuos. As soon as Chag HaSukkos hits, according to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, that's your deadline. You don't get three. You don't get three. Fine. That was all kind of a sideshow or a side point. The reason the Gemara brought this whole brice in was to show you that there is another Machlokas Tanaim that parallels the Machlokas Tanaim that we identified as to whether Nedarim or Nedavos can be brought on Yom Tov itself. Okay. V'yotzei v'mishum simcha v'eino yotzei v'mishum chagiga. So we just said that your Karban Toda can count as simcha. It can count towards your meat consumption on Yontif, but it doesn't count towards your Karban Chagiga, which is a separate requirement to the Torah to bring a Karban Chagiga. So Pshita, the Gemara says, of course it doesn't count towards your Karban Chagiga. The Torah says you have to bring a Karban Chagiga. Who on earth would think that by bringing a Karban Toda, a Neder or a Nedava, you would be able to be Yotze, your requirement for a Karban Chagiga? Dabar Shebechovahu. The Torah says you have to bring it. V'chol Dabar Shebechovah, Eino Ba Elamin Achulin. If the Torah says you have to bring this Karban Chagiga, you have to consecrate Chulin for this Karban Chagiga. You have to bring that as a Karban Chagiga. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha. I need to tell you this. The Afagav, the Parish, even though I explicitly stated when I initially obligated myself to bring this Karban Toda, even if I initially stated and said that my Karban Toda will fulfill my requirement for the Karban Chagiga, it's not going to work. Kedaboy minei Rav Shuman and Lakish mei Rav Yochanan. Haomer harei toda ve'itzei ba'yidei chagiga. If someone says, I want to bring a Karban Toda. Remember, you don't have to bring a Karban Toda. It's voluntary, right? So if you say at the time that you consecrate your Karban Toda that I want to bring a Karban Toda, but I want to double up the function of this animal and I want to also be yotze the mitzvah of Karban Chagiga by virtue of bringing this animal. Or similarly, hareini nazir I want to become a Nazir, but I'm making conditional on the fact that when I bring my Karbanos at the end of my Yemei Nizro, the end of the days of Nazirus, I can bring it from Mos Meiser Sheni, which is typically not allowed. Meiser Sheni can only be used for eating fruit, and for buying fruit to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So does that work? Again, you didn't have to become a Nazir, so maybe we would say that if you voluntarily decide to become Nazir, you could play with these rules and say, I'll become Nazir, but the Karbanos that I bring at the end of my Nazirus time will be paid for by Mos Meiser Sheni. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amulei Nidor Veino Yotze, Nazir Veino Magaleach. These things are chal, meaning you're now obligated to bring a Karban Tamid, because by articulating your neder, articulating your commitment to bring a Karban Toda, that sets in and you're required to do so, but you're not Yotze, you're Karban Chagiga. You can't play games with your Karban Chagiga. It's clearly a separate obligation. And similarly, Nazir Veinu Megaleach, you become a Nazir by saying you're going to become a Nazir, but you can't now play games and say that you're permitted to use Mos Meiser Sheni to pay for your Karbanos at the end of your Nazir days. It doesn't work. Okay.
How many people watch this?